Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spills slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your, see rock and rolls in your rolling rock, in your mind to the rhythm and just don't stop, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and roll in your rolling.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's the point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot of a relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap, count.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now it feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start. Here we go,
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all
your
suggestions. Rock and roll in your rolling rock. In your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Suggestions, rock and roll in your rolling rock.
And welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Miss Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And this week's topic of conversation tonight is one that I'm quite frankly tired of having. I'm tired of having this conversation because it seems as though these behaviors are repeated amongst black men being killed by police officers. I am taking the calls in my studio tonight. You can call in to voice your two cents at 516-595-8098. Please press 1 to be in the host queue. four Minneapolis police officers were fired after a video surfaced and went viral online showing one cop with his knee on the neck of a handcuffed black man who later died. His name was George Floyd. Floyd was face down on the ground. And what's so disturbing about this video is that he can be heard repeatedly groaning and complaining that he couldn't breathe. And on top of that, his nose was bleeding and his arms were handcuffed behind his back. Again, what's so disturbing about the video is that the man can be heard begging and pleading for his life. My stomach hurts. My neck hurts. He said everything hurts. Water, give me water or something. Please, please, officer, I cannot breathe. I cannot breathe. I'm personally hurt just by the fact that the video is being shown over and over and over again. And don't get me wrong, I know it sheds light on a very horrific situation. I just think that it is mentally and emotionally exhausting. That is when you have a conscience and you're seeing repeatedly a black man dying on camera before our very eyes. And so what? The Minneapolis police chief announced yesterday that the four officers involved in Floyd's death are now former employees of the police force. That's great, but that's still not enough. The video, which was recorded on May 25th and uploaded to Facebook by a user, a female user, and she is heard asking the officer why his knee is on the man's neck. Why is your knee on his neck when he's not resisting arrest? She can be heard asking him that. The FBI and state law enforcement authorities announced yesterday that they have launched an investigation into his death. That's great, although the video tells it all. Floyd's death has drawn comparisons to the case of Eric Garner, the New York man who died in 2014 after he was placed in a chokehold by a police officer. That police officer was just fired from the NYPD in 2019. But this particular officer in Minneapolis, he continued to apply pressure to Floyd's neck while the victim complained repeatedly that he couldn't breathe. Yet the officer's knee remained on his neck until paramedics came. In fact, it looked as if he was digging his knee in harder and deeper as the man said he couldn't breathe. So what's even more disturbing is that it looks as if he purposely murdered this man. Because even after several bystanders pleaded with the cop to get off of him, because he was handcuffed and helpless on the ground, like, what the fuck? Excuse my French, but where is he gonna go at this point? The man eventually lapsed into unconsciousness. And he died later at the hospital. And attorney Ben Crump, this man is also the attorney for Ahmaud Arbery, who was jogging while black in New Brunswick, Georgia. But he's also now representing his family. He told NBC News today that he believes that Floyd's death would have been swept under the rug if the video didn't exist. He think it would have been swept under the rug if the video did not surface. Anything is possible. But what is going on? What is happening with these cops? these Caucasian cops killing black men. It really makes you wonder, is this why they desire to be police officers? Is this the goal? Is this the ultimate reason to kill black men? Because there are countless, numerous black men who have been killed throughout these United States at the hands of police officers, retired, off duty. It doesn't matter. They feel as though they have a badge to kill. It's like, what is up with that? When is enough enough? When? Because the way this cop, and I'm sure you, my listeners, I'm sure you've seen the video. I'm sure you've seen it. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, I'm sure you saw the picture that I posted to my Facebook page. I'm sure you saw it. The cop clearly has his knee on the man's neck. And it's very disturbing to watch because he's being treated like an animal. Floyd is being treated like an animal. Just like when a gentleman was arrested a couple of weeks ago in New York for social distancing. The cop had his knee on his neck. So, you know, it's like, what is it? Are they taught to apply asphyxiation when you're detaining someone in police custody? But when the person poses no threat, what I'm trying to figure out is, how is this then justified? How? How is such excessive force justified? When the victim is not, or the person being arrested is not resisting arrest. That's the part that just blows my mind. And again, I'm tired of having conversations like this. And people of color are getting tired. And I think that this country is on the pulse of a race war, because people are getting tired. People of color are getting tired. And they're believing, and they're starting to believe, that the only way to fight back is violence, with violence, a kill for a kill. Because maybe that's the only way they'll understand. I mean, is that the answer? I'm not condoning it. But what is the resolve? Why this conversation every other week, every other month, every other year, every other couple of months? Why is this always the conversation? It's like, enough is enough. And each case gets worse than the other. Each case is more disturbing than the other. So it's like, when is enough enough? Because I believe that George Floyd did not deserve to die the way that he died. It's like, okay, he was arrested for what? Fraudulent checks? So they're saying that, I read somewhere that at the onset of the arrest, police grabbed him or snatched him out of his car. Was that even necessary? Was it even necessary for him to be manhandled the way that he was? I mean, really? I don't think that being a police officer means that you do not have to respect the person that you're arresting. Now, I can see if the man automatically pulled out a gun and started shooting at police, or became belligerent with them. I think I read that he was intoxicated, but I still don't think that that's a reason to kill him by choking him with your knee. And I mean, the man was calm. I saw the video. When the cops put him in handcuffs, he was calm. He never resisted arrest. So how did he wind up on the ground, face down, with a knee to his neck? How did that happen? I'm like, what did we miss? And he's telling you, he's clearly saying, I can't breathe. I need water. I need something. He said, I can't breathe, officer. He didn't say, I can't breathe, motherfucker. He said, I can't breathe, officer. I can't breathe. Even as he was dying, he respected him enough to say, officer, I can't breathe. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. My heart is broken. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen other killings. You've heard about it. You've read about it. It has gotten media coverage. But this breaks my heart. It almost leaves me no hope. No hope. No hope. None whatsoever. What I saw, what I witnessed, was heartbreaking. What we all saw and what we witnessed, if you have a conscience, how could it not bother you? I don't care what color you are. How could you not be bothered by a knee to another human being's neck? This man was not a dog. This man was not an animal. He was a human being, but he was treated as such. And it's just heartbreaking, extremely disheartening. And then you have a white woman over here in Central Park who called 911 on a black man, all because he asked her to leash her dog. That's all he said. Can you please put your dog on a leash? He was bird watching. Can you please put your dog on a leash? Amy Cooper is her name. She was walking her dog between 7:30 a.m. and 8 a.m. on Monday in the area of New York City's Central Park. And she was encountered by Christian Cooper. And by the way, her name is Amy. His name is Christian. They both have the same last name, Cooper. No, there's no relation. But he asked her to leash her dog. And she said, oh, I'm going to call the cops. I'm sure you all saw the video. But the bottom line is this Becky, yes, we're calling her Becky, because Becky is a term that's used for white women who think that they have this privilege. And don't get me wrong, there is a such thing as white privilege, but Amy, she took offense to his demand to put her dog on a leash. So she said, I'm calling 911, and I'm going to tell them that I'm being threatened by a black man. So she wanted to usurp her white privilege against this black man by calling 911. And he records her calling 911. He recorded the whole encounter. And, you know, I don't blame him for recording it because things tend to get out of hand whenever cops get involved. So by the time police arrived on the scene, both Coopers and the dog were gone. But Christian Cooper, his video went viral on social media. He went home and he uploaded it. And, of course, it sparked outrage on social media. And then he was contacted by the press. And once he was contacted by the press, that was a wrap. Because Amy Cooper lost her job. And I think she gave her dog up because there was so much chaos as to how she handled her dog. She handled her dog by the neck. She swung him around. I mean, people were even offended by that. And that was a dog. That was a dog. But she manhandled the dog by the neck because, God forbid, you know, he would have broken loose and attacked Christian Cooper. That would have proved his point. Put your dog on the leash. So she didn't like it. She didn't like it because he called her out. So therefore she called the cops and she lied. She lied. She lied on him. And then she had another call CNN talking about she wanted to apologize. Really? Was that after she lost her job, or was it before the video actually went viral? Because the video kept playing over and over and over again as if it was on repeat. So it was like after that, she felt the need to apologize. But why apologize now when you know what your intent was? She could have gotten Christian Cooper killed the same way Mr. Floyd was killed in Minneapolis. It could have been the exact same outcome. Because nowadays, you can't do anything while black. You can't jog while black. You can't shop while black. You can't be in a park while black. You can't do anything while black, while being black. We're already seen as a threat, and I think I mentioned that last week. We're already seen as a stain on society. So now it's like you can't bird watch while black. Thank God Christian Cooper got out of Central Park with his life. When will it change? When will it end? When will it stop? When will it be over? I don't know if it ever will. I really don't. Who has a solution? I mean, one friend of mine, he's always said he thinks that white men or white police officers should not police black people. I don't even know if that's a resolution, but I know that we need one. There needs to be a resolve because it has to stop. If it doesn't, I'm afraid of what may come. Because Lord knows I'm tired of having conversations like this. Until next week, like and follow us on Facebook at Conversations of a Sister. Or join the conversations that are always happening on my blog at conversationsofasister.com. Enough is enough. That's what I say. Until next week, peace.